It's a Monday. So glad you're hanging out with us. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Got myself Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, Lenny Brie, our technical producer in Houston, and a good friend. Actually, Porkchop used to work with her, Mackenzie, but you know her. She used to be on Radio Now back in the day. She's on all the Andy Moore TV commercials if you're in Indy. So glad to have you here. How's it going today, hanging out playing radio today?
I'm having a blast. I dusted off my old headphones. You guys are so much fun and so welcoming, so thank you.
Well, glad to have you here, and thanks for the cupcakes.
Those look
incredible. All right, Porkchop doesn't always come with a bunch of things, but he said, hey, I'd like to talk about this, so of course we'll give you some mic time. What do you got, my man?
I found something that you, Joe, might be interested in.
Ooh.
All right, I'm down. Give me more.
There's a bunch of researchers that have found a way to get rid of baldness.
Ooh, I've been bald since I was like 18.
Really?
Well, like my hair was thinning out. We used to all highlight our hair. My mom, like...
You highlighted your hair?
Like the top part, like M&M kind of, yeah.
Oh, did you dye it or sun in or what?
My mom put some chemicals in there that burnt. That's why I think like the top part of my hair is missing. I think if she wouldn't have done that, I'd have a full head of hair.
Right. You're like, it's totally my mom's fault.
Right, I'm sure.
I think it is, though, because my brother's got a mop on his head.
You've got a good head, though. Like, not everyone has a great head shape.
I am. I got dropped on it, but it ended up like evening out. So I appreciate that, Mackenzie. Very complimentary this morning. But Porkchop, so you have a cure for baldness?
Yes, but this may only be for the wealthy. It's going to be really, really expensive.
Well, I'm out.
Possibly costing over $10,000. But basically what they're doing is, you've heard of stem cell. They're taking stem cells and 3D printing. And the goal is to clone a person's actual hair and then insert it into his or her scalp in unlimited quantities.
That sounds amazing. See, here's my thing, though. I think people know me now. I've only been growing this beard out for like the past 6 months or a year. But for the most part, people since I was 18 or 19 know me as like a guy that shaves his head. So I'm bald. Wouldn't that look weird?
If all of a sudden you had hair. Jeremy Piven was like that. From Entourage, like he went bald and then all of a sudden now he has hair.
And there's all kinds of people. Like, Liv, you love the El Presidente, the guy from Barstool Sports.
Yeah, the guy from Barstool. Yeah, Dave Portnoy, he's done it. Also, Tom Brady has done it.
Has he?
There's literally, Tom Brady 1,000% did it. There's so many stars out there. Balding's just not an issue if you're rich anymore.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I am not rich, but 10 grand, I could save that up. We don't need to get a house
Maybe
anymore.
Maybe the price will go down if this is kind of like a new thing. But you know what's the weirdest thing? You know, like those things that look kind of like spray paint?
Yes.
And the guy, if you have just a little bald spot in men or someone. Women just. But I was like, what if it rains? What if you sweat?
Oh my gosh, what happens?
Hop in a pool.
My dad, when we were little, he was coaching our soccer team and he had an assistant coach and he had never met him before, but it was just like one of the daughter's dads who wanted to help out. And he clearly, it was so obvious, he had his hair dyed. And then it started raining. And my dad said he had hair dye dripping down his face and like staining the side of his face. And my dad didn't say anything because my dad was like, I don't know this man. Like, that's so awkward.
You got to point that out. That's like a booger hanging out. Now, I want to throw this question out to everybody listening. And I want you guys to be honest, too.
Just the same.
833-563-2539. If you know me, Joe, and you guys kind of know me a little bit here, too. Do you think if I had the 10 grand, this was like available tomorrow, would you be cool with me having hair or should I stay bald? Because I've always heard like bald is beautiful and women find it sexy. Liv the Web Girl saying absolutely not. 833-563-2539. Why would I not grow my hair out?
I don't know. I just feel like
I've always wanted to style it.
You've got the beard. You've got, I don't know. I just think bigger men sometimes look better without hair.
You've always wanted to style it. You've always wanted to have like a mop of
Mackenzie,
hair.
Mackenzie, I'm going to try to multitask. I'm going to try to show you a photo of my brother Bob. I think everybody here on the show has seen him. But my brother Bob.
I haven't.
You have not? Okay, I'll show you
too. He's got good hair?
He does. I'm going to find a photo where you can actually see his hair kind of doing something.
It's kind of like your thing though, Joe.
Is it my thing or my curse?
I think it's too late. I think it is too late to come back and do that. That's why guys need to be preventative about it.
My brother's skinnier than me. He's not a big fatty, but that's my brother like fishing.
He's got good hair.
He looks good.
He's got good hair. Right,
if you're balding, girl, you have to be preventative. Yeah, okay, yeah, he has hair.
Yeah, he's got like a mop on his head and he has it to the side.
I wouldn't say mop. That's a little drastic. He's got a normal head of hair.
Compared to me, I've got like a Swiffer.
You know what you should do? You should wear a wig or something to test the waters.
Toupee?
Test it out for a toupee for a week.
You know what's funny of why Porkchop brought this up? I think we should be talking about Porkchop doing this procedure.
He's answering phones right now.
His hair is thinning out really bad. Yeah. It's transparent. You can see
on
the light shining.
Really
on the back.
Look at it from the side, and you can see the light shining through it because it's so thin. He either needs to go bald or he needs to do this procedure.
Is that a guy's biggest fear?
1,000%.
At first it scared me, but I remember it'd be like in high school, I'm like, oh crap, my hair's thinning out, but there's hair in my back. What is this?
William. In places I don't want.
My ear. William, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think? Should I get like this hair procedure done?
Yeah, I think you should get the procedure done, but I mean, there's other ways you can do it. I'm not trying to promote like one specific product, but my mom actually sells this stuff called Monet hair products.
Yeah, that's like a multi-level marketing thing. I've got a ton of girls from my college that do that.
Yeah, and it actually works. I've seen a bunch of pictures, and I would do it myself.
Is it the same kind of stuff though?
Joe, like, but I have plenty of hair.
Oh, you're not putting me down. It's cool. I got plenty of hair. I bet I could outback hair you all day, William. But no, thanks for calling in. But I'm wondering if it's the same thing Liv was talking about, your dad's friend that had the hair, like the spray stuff, or Mackenzie mentioned.
I do not want that. What he's talking about is actually just like shampoo and conditioner, but it's a company that first got found because they would help patients who had gone through chemo and who were balding help repair their scalps. Like the shampoo and conditioner would help repair their scalps and like the burnt like follicles on their head from the chemotherapy. And now it's just like a giant multi-level marketing, almost pyramid scheme-esque
company. I'm not going to believe though, if you just shampooed and conditioned, you're going to have like a full head of hair. I feel like if you had to do it, you got to do the whole deal, some transplants.
It's like, Joe, you're doing it wrong. If you just would have used the shampoo and conditioner magically.
You might have little sprouts, but I don't think you're going to have like luscious long locks.
If you have any thoughts on this, hit us up. Radio Now AM Show on Twitter.